This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour. Time now for us to deal with the information that's been provided to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the top stories, top 10 items, according to the research of Talkers Magazine, which you can find, by the way, by going to talkers.com. You don't want to listen to some of the things, the elements on Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's a good deal if you're into the format. You love listening to people talk about the issues. You've come to the right place because we'll review the stories, talk about maybe the people who are in the lists as well. So let's get started. Rich McFadden is here. Joe Crummy is here. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen to bring you through all of these, starting at number 10, which is the usual focus on sports talk radio. What's going on in the new baseball season? Any surprises from the beginning of the season? We're now a full week into Major League Baseball. Of course, the Red Sox are going to win the World Series, so I don't know why they bothered to play.
The bold prediction has been laid out.
Yes, right, exactly. Well, you'll tell us that the Senators are going to win. Victoria will give us some
Nationals,
about the Yankees,
Senators.
The Nationals, them too. The Senators were the old team.
Well, and the only reason we couldn't get that name and continue it is because some hockey team took it. And
Yeah, you guys wanted it again? Like, that was a stinky name. It just was.
What, the Senators?
And you know what? Yeah, let me tell you something. The reason why you didn't call yourself the Yankees, because you're not. That's it. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, deal.
Says the guy who left New York and moved to California.
Right, yeah. Hey. But he still loves those sucko Yankees.
Hey, right, I bleed pinstripes, okay?
Anybody surprised by the ending of March Madness and the final team? What was anybody have any money?
It was fun to watch with that? The Loyola story. That was neat. Yeah. It was fun. So it got my interest in March Madness.
What happened to that nun? Did she survive?
She's still alive. Yeah. Sister Jean.
Okay. 98 years old, isn't she?
Yeah. She's taking a vacation now, they said.
Yeah, but her team did not win, though. What does that
mean
for her?
You know what I thought?
If I were her, God wasn't on their side.
Exactly. And if I were her, I'd be going, uh-oh. Right. Yeah.
Did you see how they wheeled her out like 3 minutes before the game was about to end? Because they just figured, okay, one of two things is going to happen here. If Loyola wins,
that's just wrong.
It's
that's
just going to go Rich. Nuts, and she's going to get pummeled when the crowd rushes the court. Let's get Sister Jean out of here.
Nice.
We got to get her out of there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Right.
All right, so that's that story. Let's move into number 9, the film Ready Player One. New Steven Spielberg movie, which does nothing for me. I saw the trailers, and I can't get into all of this virtual reality, but a lot of people can. I didn't want to see, like, King Kong and so. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, all kinds of elements to the movie.
Yeah,
did well at the box office. You see it, Joe?
Yeah, well, and my kids saw it. As a matter of fact, I had to pick them up at In-N-Out Burger at 12:30 because they had seen the late show. And they love it because there's all the, you know, if you're 18, it's great because there's all these 80s imagery in it. And
yes.
To kids, that's like ancient history to them. So it's like looking at the pyramids.
Yeah.
And so they look at people like me as like ancient history, and they want to learn about us. So anything in the 80s is great. And they like the concept of, what is it called, Oasis or whatever it is, that reality sucks and that you have a better reality, a virtual reality, and the kids just think that's awesome. So
what does that say about where we're going? Is there some prediction in here? Am I taking this too seriously, or are we headed in that direction? Instead of on Saturday night when you're upset because you don't have a girl and you've lost your job and you go, instead of going out and get drunk, you go rent one of these video things and masks and watch it until you're blottoed. Is that where we're going?
Maybe remember the movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I remember. Right.
That's pretty much what it was all about, and that was in the 80s, like 1982.
Right. All right, Victoria, are you wearing in on this, or are you staying home?
No, this is not a movie that appeals to me. No. I'm not a gamer. I'm not into VR. Like,
right.
It's not my
if you're
thing.
A gamer, it's a big thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because that's what's coming next in games, by the way. What's coming next is games, is putting on a helmet and being inside the world itself. That's where games are going.
Well, I'll even really take it a step further. Let's go back to number 10 in sports.
Yeah.
I predict that in maybe before 20 years, there will be no real people playing football. You will have this, like Joe says, you will be behind the face mask of that helmet, but somebody will be on a computer playing it, and there will be no humans in the game. You will be sitting there. It'll be you playing the game, but somebody controlling it. And we'll all sit there and watch it on some computer.
So how will you keep from getting gamed, Richie, under that circumstance? Because we all know Las Vegas bets on anything. There's money on anything and everything. So how do you, if you have a device like this, how do you keep it from, and maybe this is premature, I'm just thinking out loud of, because people are good at corrupting things, how they keep this all from becoming one big, you getting gamed, the player gets gamed.
Because it's just you and your buddies playing, and who's going to bet on that?
No, but it's all going to go over. The NFL will be a completely different beast in 20 years, in 10 years, if it's even still here.
Well, nobody get hurt anyway. They
right. It's going to turn into a video game. Because I'll tell you, as a guy who's got a 14-year-old son who plays baseball and watches those baseball enlistment numbers drop every single year and watches the football enlistment numbers drop, the only thing that really grows is lacrosse. Everything else is dropping. And you're not going to be able to
soccer.
You are not going to be able to field
lacrosse,
a major league.
As much as I love you, I just don't see lacrosse taking over sports.
No, it's not. I think video games will take over sports. You will not be able to field a major league baseball team in 30 years.
Okay. So what are we going to do to keep ourselves in shape? If we're not playing games, if we're not being physically active, are we heading for in the year 2525, if man is still alive, he's not going to need arms or legs or anything because nobody's going to be moving. They're just going to sit around like dolts and watch these damn video games?
I think a lot of people will, yeah.
You may have heard it.
It was kind of a bummer.
You hit a nerve there.
Depressing,
but at the
same
time,
really?
You know, at the same time, how many people do you pass a day wearing a Fitbit, getting their 10,000 steps in?
I know
you use
totally.
Yours. Totally.
I mean, a lot of people use technology for, I have an app on my phone that does a 7-minute workout or stretch or whatever it is. So
I like that.
Technology also can help you stay fit. It's just, you know, what you choose to do.
I have an apple, too, and I've eaten about half of it so far. I'm going to finish the rest of it in the next half hour. 14 after the hour. Joe, you're a good audience. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, 14 after the hour. If there is a number among you who are into timeshares and you like them, great. This is not for you. If there are a number among you who are into timeshares and you don't like them, you want to get out of them, but you don't know how to, then you need to contact Resort Release. Resort Release. Take it from me. When you're ready to leave the timeshare nightmare behind, these are the people that you want to talk to. Resort Release. They have the know-how to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare. Call them. 888-277-7245. Sounds like a good idea, right? If you don't like what you're... You know, you don't like, it may have been good surgery for a while, but now you want out. Could be a disaster for you. And some, you can't get to Aruba on the second week of October any longer because your job changed. Call Resort Release. They give you 100% guarantee that you will legally and permanently be able to walk away from the timeshare. If you don't get out of the contract, you don't pay them anything. That's a pretty good deal. Call Resort Release. 888-277-7245. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. 888-277-7245.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
All right, 17 after the hour. This is the News Talk Radio Review with Doug and Joe and Victoria and Rich. Number 7 this week on the countdown, a focus on the Environmental Protection Agency. And the fellow who was running it, Mr. Pruitt, who is a boob, is apparently he's outlived his usefulness. Was he asked to resign, or had he just had enough because of the criticisms aimed at him? How do we read this, Victoria? You did your...
Scott Pruitt is my least favorite person in a whole slew of least favorite people.
He was a messy... The EPA is a mess. He was not the right guy to fix the problems.
Well, now the rumor is that Trump wants him to be the new attorney general to get rid of Sessions. They're moving Pruitt. That's the big story that everyone's talking about. They're moving Pruitt over to being attorney general.
Yeah. Trump loves him. And this is news to me, by the way. I was looking at it this morning. I didn't even, I claim ignorance. I didn't know he was out.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do a great job.
Is he? I mean, no, help me out. I didn't
know
he was
the best guy that Trump appointed to anything, that's for sure.
Well, let me tell you,
as far as the farmers are concerned, and that's what I judge this stuff on.
They can go ahead and keep tearing the EPA apart. That's just fine with me.
Yeah.
Well, that's
of the stuff he's rolled back is just ridiculous.
They've rolled back the wrong stuff, and they haven't rolled back the right stuff. And again, I'm speaking from the farmer's perspective on this. It just isn't. The farmers are getting screwed 87 ways from Sunday.
Tear it all apart, baby.
Yeah,
okay.
Take it down.
Every decision he's made, it benefits these huge corporations that he's friends with. It's so transparent. I don't know why people aren't just screaming. I mean, I know on the left they are, but I don't even know why people on the right aren't going, wait a second, this is just wrong.
The farmers who voted for Trump are yelling about what was not done and what is being done, and it is along the lines of what you just said, Victoria. It's Monsanto and that ilk that is trying. They're the ones, they contributed heavily to the Trump campaign, and they're influencing heavily what's going on there, and it's not good for the American consumer. It's not good for the family farmer. It's not good, period.
Give me something specific about it, because I want to learn.
What the EPA is doing or how the farmers are being hurt? Which do you want?
The nature of your disgust for the man. I mean, I know the things that I read is that he was like, yeah, let's get out of the Paris, climate accord.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the EPA, which came down with a regulation that says if you've got a puddle in your driveway on a farm, that's a waterway and we need to regulate it. That hasn't been dumped yet. What the hell is that in there for? Why is it?
Oh, my understanding was he's your man when it comes to that kind of stuff.
No, he hasn't done any of that stuff. That's the problem. Yeah. He hasn't. He's focused on the things that help Monsanto and other corporations like that. But that doesn't help the average family farmer, nor the average locavore, the average person.
So you're upset because
to find
he
good
hasn't
food.
Done something stuff. As
yeah.
a
has been
what he has
right wingy for you. Right. Then
Victoria doesn't like what he has done, and you don't like what he hasn't done.
That's
hasn't
a good way
done.
Of putting it. Rich. You've done a nice job of summarizing my point of view. So we can now move on to Facebook next here on the countdown 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Friday 3, change at the hour. Talk Radio Review Time. Doug with Victoria and Joe and Richie. Joe Crummy has a podcast which each day includes his evil thoughts, and he sometimes plays the guitar, which is kind of evil in and of itself to have to listen to him on the guitar. The string, it sounds like one of the strings is broken most
of the time. No, the guitar sounds fine. It's the singing
it's
that's
the
evil.
Singing that's
oh, really?
That's the offense,
you
want
to yeah.
I see. Okay. I mean, that's
well, if you want to be offended, go to wherever you find podcasts and find Joe Crummy, 2 M's, E-Y, Evil Thoughts.
Right, commercial free.
It's, yeah, 7 days a week. Right. By the way, I want to welcome in the folks listening around the world on the Armed Forces Network. First time listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is a weekly event. Takes place a couple of hours every week. You can listen to what's going on to America's favorite format. And I say that looking at some of the numbers from Nielsen, the company that does the ratings. I'm not a big fan of theirs, but I'm happy to say that the talk-based formats are edging to the top of the list. Country music is right in there. It's all, it, and it's kind of been that way, Richie, for a while.
Sports, country music, and talk, yeah.
Sports, yep, that's big hoop. So anyway, that's what people are listening to. Number 6 on the countdown this week, Facebook. I'm going to let Victoria, encourage her to take the lead on this one. The data issues, Zuckerberg, has he ruined or allowed the company to get ruined? Is it the end? If you have a Facebook, Richie, you have a Facebook account, right?
I do, yeah.
You going to keep it?
I am dwindling down my audience or my my friends.
Like your friends?
Yeah. If I haven't shaken hands with you,
really?
Pretty much, yeah. Or I haven't dealt with you, at least on the telephone or in some kind of way personally, no, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. All right, Joe, are you a person on Facebook? Can people find you on Facebook?
Hell yeah. I'm posting in at least 50 pages every single day. I know a lot. heck yes. I'm all over
of course he
on
is.
Facebook.
And
all right. What?
No,
I
go ahead.
Think that what's coming, and I think we see that in the case of Nassim Agdam, she's the lady who went up and shot up YouTube, that what you're going to see in the next a couple of years or so is that Facebook and YouTube and Twitter are all going to end up being regulated like utilities, and that's what's coming because they have so much power and information that people didn't really see it coming, and to the opposite of what Rich is saying, it's more people are going to be on social media. It's going to be looked at as like a telephone. Mm-hmm. It's going to be looked at like a utility, like the power company, and they're going to be regulated whether they like it or not.
I'll take it a step further, Joe. It's
I mentioned
Total Recall, but now we're going to look at Minority Report. Facebook and YouTube have become the precog from Minority Report, and law enforcement will be using them. They will figure out algorithms to be able to find this woman who shot up YouTube and to be able to find those people who have shot up the schools. They will be using that, and it will be the precog of the future.
Great. Yeah,
I mean, they're going to be heavily regulated. There will be
what we need
what
is more government. The government does such a good job regulating.
No, I'm with you on that. I think it stinks, but there's going to be like an appeals process. Like, as nutty as this woman was, I mean, she did mention a few points that people are crazy about. Is that when you run afoul of the Facebook censors or whatever they're called, or the Twitter people? There's no appeals process, and I think that's coming along with a lot of other regulations.
So is that the way to fix everything? Any problem we have, we're going to shoot up the place. That's it. Let's go get a gun, shoot up the place.
The lady was a nut. She was a nut with a 9mm.
But there are a lot of people that are nuts that have guns.
The precogs will save you.
The precogs will save you.
The algorithms will save you. Just sit back and relax and let the algorithms
in the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Man is still in the year 2525.
All right, here I can fix that. Hold on, he's gone. All right, go ahead.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, right, well. Thank you. The guys listening on the Armed Forces Network for the first time, this weekend is saying, what the hell is this show? You'll find out. Stick around. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. 28 past.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Agents of Information, this is the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with the charts for the week of April 2nd to 6th, being discussed by a group of collegial conversationalists, Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts. You can pretty much take it from there and figure out, use your imagination, folks. You listen to him for a little while. Understand how evil he really
love
is.
The show.
Victoria Keelan, who some people think, depending on their political point of view, is evil as well, but she's not really.
She's on the side of all that is right and just, right? Don't you look at yourself like that?
I'm Wonder Woman, yes.
You're on the side of right and just. I'm on the dark forces.
Rich McFadden, who's a force for truth, justice, and the American way, just in time for us to be on the Armed Forces Network. So, let's get back to the countdown. We've been working our way to number one of the 10 items that are usually there. The Russians at number five.
Evil.
And you can just say Russians. Okay, so what are
evil.
You?
Right.
Facebook. So
yeah,
over
they
all
are
of the Russians.
Evil.
Oh,
they are.
Like, just
poisoning
all of them.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So is there anything that needs to be said specifically about the Russians, or is it just the Russians?
Well, I'm sick of them meddling in our elections. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, something has to be done about it. And I think the first thing we do is get rid of Trump. That's it, right?
Okay, there you go.
That's the smartest thing you've ever said.
I'm just trying to be good for once. You know, the Russians are evil and bad.
They are so good at playing us. They are so good at playing us.
Yes, they are.
They know how to just put some dork behind a computer and pretty much manipulate us.
But I don't think it's any dork. I think it's Snowden, Richie. Who's on board with me that since Snowden has been living in Russia,
sure,
that he's behind, he's been the brains of all this stuff?
He has to be related to it somehow, because you don't just get to to be that high profile and just live in Moscow and no one bothers you ever.
Let's face it. Who knows a really smart Russian? Give me one example. Of a,
well, they're
you
cagey.
Know,
you know, the thing about
Russia's not cagey, right.
But I don't think Putin's dumb.
No,
you know what they are? You know what they are? They're KGB.
Right.
That's what
KGB.
Yeah, but Victoria, do you think Putin's hot when he rides his horse bare chest?
So he is hot, and, you know, and he's got Trump under his thumb. Everybody knows that. That Trump wants to build a stupid Trump Tower, so he's gonna destroy his presidency over some stupid building in Moscow. That's what's going on.
Are they building it? I didn't know that. Is a Trump Tower going up in Moscow?
That was
really?
No, but I mean that's the thinking that he wants to build the Trump Tower in Moscow, right. Because he wants to build the Trump Tower in Moscow, he's not going to do anything that's going to upset Vlad, except sell weapons to the Ukrainians.
Before the election was over, Don Jr. was over there meeting about licensing. They were approved for licensing of the Trump name and the brand in right. Russia, and Don Jr. was over there. And one of the reasons that he's probably going to be questioned is what exactly was that conversation? Was it just about building a hotel? Or was it some promises of favors and perks if they let them build a hotel there?
Thing.
There's a whole lot more to it.
What's the quid pro quo?
Exactly.
I want to know. So far, so far it's that they got John Podesta's email account. And that's the quid pro quo so far. That's the one where the password was password. See, those Russians aren't good.
So bottom
they
line
got
is
that information, which was
password
so
one,
devastating.
Password 123 ABC.
We'll never be
exactly.
able to have anybody.
I mean, they are very good.
Who's ever done business with anybody in political office again, because they may have dealt with somebody and there may have been a quid pro quo.
And then you hear Richie from Mueller that Trump is not the subject of a criminal investigation. They're just investigating. So how many hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money? See, this is the kind of thing we ought to be thinking about all the time, but especially given the fact that next week the dough that you earned last year is going to be taxed. You got to make sure the money that you owe, if you don't want penalties and interest, you better make sure the dough is in the hands of the IRS by midnight on the 16th of April. And Massachusetts, 17th, 16th.
They're going to spend maybe $25 million as a special prosecutor. And as I've told you guys before, and this is an evil thought, it's money well spent because it keeps these wackos busy in the sandbox. And I'm happy about it. I don't think the president is particularly happy about it. But I like the fact that it has sort of, you know, you were talking about that movie, Ready Player One. You know, this is perfect for Democrats. It's impeachment porn. It's perfect for them because they can sit around and they can go, we got him out. Meanwhile, evil Trump is running the country, which is what I like. So that's what's going on. I know. She's like, oh, no. So you guys keep playing in the sandbox. Yeah. Here's some more money. It's money well spent. Here's some more money. You're pretty much on point there.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So what happens if the Democrats win in November? Does Trump get impeached?
Well,
he might be.
No. Maybe, but he's still
I'll tell you this.
Resign.
You'll know it's serious when they take that stupid impeachment thing away from Maxine Waters. You'll know then they're actually getting serious.
Hold on a second, Joe. What did you just say, Victoria?
I said if he is impeached, I think he would pull a Clinton and not resign.
Well, there's two parts to it. The House may impeach him. Then they have to. Then the Senate, which is sort of a little more sober, they won't vote to throw him unless he did something really good, like you know, was in bed with Vlad or something like. But I mean, they could impeach him. That means just accuse him.
The same reason they didn't want to push DACA to the front line is the same reason they won't impeach Trump. In 2020, they want to run against Trump, not Pence. Mm-hmm. They would no way they would pull Trump out. They think, man, we can beat this clown. No problem.
Well, you got to beat Hitler. I mean, if you can't beat Hitler, see, that's
with
painful.
Whom?
I mean,
who are they going to beat him with, Richie?
They haven't figured that part out.
That's a good question.
Well, Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is ready to go. Cory Booker.
No, neither of them
is ready to go.
Neither one of them.
They can't wait to run.
Bernie.
Nope. There's no one.
Bernie, no way. No way. Victoria, who do you think they have? See, I think Kamala Harris is ready. I think that
I don't disagree with you.
Who do you think?
I think they're all ready, but none of them are going to get the job done. I actually am going to make a prediction that I think in the next couple of years, Governor Murphy from New Jersey is going to be someone that's going to be all over. And he just got elected. New Jersey's already loving him. He was the ambassador to Germany under Obama. He's a Goldman Sachs guy. He's got a proven track record of being middle of the being middle of the road in a lot of things, but I think that he's a rising star, and I think for the Democratic Party, they should look to him. Because, and I think that we will see him a lot more in the next couple of years. You know, Obama came out of nowhere. But think about it. Yeah. No one even knew who he was until he was, boom,
nobody
president.
Nobody said Nancy Skinner, Richie.
Right, but he was a person of color. All right, he was a person of color. So he had
look,
a lot
of wind. As much as this pains me to say, it's not going to be a woman, and it's not going to be a minority. It just won't. The country is so backwards right now with all the hate and the white nationalist crap that's come out, and a lot of that is attributed to Trump. A lot of it is tied to him.
It's true. You know,
allowed for that space.
I've got a couple of white subs.
No, Rich, I'm not saying that he's... I'm saying he has allowed for that space to be created.
The white nationalists
people,
are 0.001% of crazy people.
Rich,
but it's
I have
overall tone of racism in this
highlight.
Country that's been... That's we thought it was gone, and it's really
it's
not
there,
gone.
Because you know what? I looked under my bed last night, and there were two or three racists under my bed. I saw it, so Victoria's right.
Don't buy
there were two or three that were under my bed. I think there's one under my desk right now. They're all over the place like cockroaches. They're everywhere.
I want to make sure the audience knows I said nothing.
Everywhere.
Coming up next on the Talk Radio Roundup, a focus on Laura Ingraham and that little worm, Mr. Hogg.
Be careful.
Calm down.
No, after him. Yeah,
really? You'll lose your advertising.
He's going to start tweeting your advertising.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
right. I like having a job.
Yeah, really? There you go.
Be careful. He is powerful. He is a kid. You're not allowed to attack him. He can say whatever he wants about you.
He can say you have blood on your hands.
Can you guys hold on to this for a second? I just teased it because I got to do a couple of commercials.
All right. Commercials are gone next week.
That's how it works.
Please listen to these commercials carefully.
So hurry up, folks, and get this done, because Hogg's going to attack me and wipe out all of my sponsors, all of them. So here we go.
That's right. So let's talk while we have the
last chance to hear this commercial.
The People List, according to the Real Hard Workers at Talkers Magazine, number 10 on the list. The focus is kind of interesting that Roseanne Barr has made it back into our living rooms with a very successful return of her television show, so that puts her in the number 10 slot. The woman who shot up YouTube, Nassim Agdam, is number 9. Scott Pruitt, resigning from the EPA, perhaps to become the new Attorney General. Wonder how feasible that is. 7 is Mark Zuckerberg, all the attention focused on him, appropriate. Rod Rosenstein, same thing, number 6. Jill McCabe is in the number 5 position on the countdown, the list of people are talking about. Laura Ingraham and David Hogg tied for number 4. Robert Mueller and Michael Cohen tied for number 3. Bad Vlad and Donald Trump are tied for number 1 and number 2. That's the People List. People will pass that along on social media. You're welcome to do it. Just give the folks at Talkers some credit. I'm Doug Steffen. Business owners, a lot of them listen to this program, at least used to. Are you still using one of those free email services? If you have a business like RadioAmerica.org or RadioAmerica.com or DougSteffen.com, now you can separate yourself from the rest of the crowd by using EasyEmail.tech. EasyEmail.tech makes the process simple. You can change or you can add. I'm just adding it. It'll now be DougSteffen.tech. If you want to use that, that'll separate me. This is the boys being separated from the men. Call Easy Email today at 844-344-7607. Get you all set up with your own .com, .shop, .tech, whatever you want. They've got the know-how, and it doesn't cost a lot of dough. So separate yourself from the rest of the people in the plumbing business or whatever your business is. Go to Easy Email, U.S.-based company, real people answer the phone, so call them. At 844-344-7607. Don't do like Joe. He calls him because he wants a date. That's not the place to get a date. But you can get your if you're looking for something different, get the .tech or .shop added to your commercial name, your company's name. 844-344-7607 or go to easyemail.tech.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. As with most organs, there are not enough lungs to meet the need for transplantation. Part of the problem is that about 80% of lungs from deceased donors are deemed unusable.
Sometimes the lungs, after brain death, become flooded with fluid called pulmonary edema.
Dr. David Erasmus is medical director of the lung transplant program at Mayo Clinic's Jacksonville, Florida campus, where there is an effort to restore those lungs.
Lungs can actually be taken from the donor, and they can be attached to a ventilator outside of the body, and a blood substitute or blood can actually be circulated through the lungs, and then these lungs can be evaluated to see whether these lungs would actually be suitable for transplant.
Dr. Erasmus says this isn't new thinking. The process has been in use, but only on a very limited scale. The hope is to perfect it on a scale that could help all those who are waiting for transplant. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for this past week ending April the 6th. Stories, top 10 items, according to research at Talkers Magazine. The focus of activity on the field, Major League Baseball, National Basketball Association, that sort of thing. People are interested in some of the new movies. A lot of folks talking about Isle of Dogs, which is an interesting creation, only on 500 screens this weekend, but Ready Player One, a Steven Spielberg film, on 3,400 screens this weekend, and doing number one. It's the concept that's there. Let's see, where else have we got here? The EPA, Pruitt resigning, is number seven. Facebook is number six. The Russians are number five. Laura Ingraham is number four. U.S. trade war with China is number three. The immigrant caravan and what has happened to that, number two. And then Donald Trump and whatever investigation's going on this week, number one here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, 46 past the hour, Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. Let's get to
evil
Ingram. Mr. Hogg, and I'm going to call him Mr. Master. Young whippersnappers are called Master. So Master Hogg wants to make a name for himself. I think most people who have any imagination at all can see through him and his antics. However, Laura Ingraham wasn't too smart either. So, Richie, you know her better than the rest of us. What do you think's going on with her? Have you heard or seen anything that the rest of us haven't regarding this whole thing?
No, I mean, she's on vacation this week. She took her kids to a set up vacation. So, but everybody makes it like she's been taken off the air.
Right, that was the way
and
it
she hasn't. Yeah. Laura's great. There's a lot of stories about Laura being tough and, you know, hard to work for and everything, and she is.
Most of those things, those stories are true.
But you know what? She's a great person. I really like her a lot. So,
Fox News is going to stand by her.
And they're going to stand by her. Right. So,
Richie, there are rumors about me being tough, and you know that's not true.
No. Yeah, so. You're one of the nicest guys to work for ever.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the reality is this kid is backed by a bunch of billionaires, and they've got a great platform to him to stand in front of, and they're very powerful. And they were able to execute a takedown of her advertisers on Fox News, pretty much like they've been doing the Fox News for the past two or three years. All they did was they found a new front person this year to put in front of that machine, and its name is David Hogg.
He's a little weasel. All right, next. What? What do you mean? He's an opportunistic little weasel.
No, he's not opportunistic. He's a kid that was put in a horrible situation.
He's trying to save America. Now, wait a minute. He's trying to save America, and he's young, and he knows how to operate a cell phone, and we don't.
What the rest of the members of that class that have suffered horrors,
you know what, Doug,
what they think about
him. It's not the kid. It's the people using
behind him.
Think about what he went through. And think about what his feelings are.
Right.
And he's definitely trying to make something better. The problem is,
that's
when
right.
you look at the March for Our Lives and everything, this is not a bunch of kids that put this together. This thing is massive.
Yeah, it's,
a machine, man.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I just am bothered by, maybe it is, Richie, maybe I'm being unfair.
You know what it is.
Manipulated.
You know what it is?
In a manner
of it's kind of like David Hogg, you know, all the, you know, anti-gun arguments he uses, you know, I heard 25 years ago, but I think it's interesting. It's kind of like, you know how it's springtime right now and the daffodils come up and there's crocuses and the snow and all that? He's kind of like this kid that, okay, we got to end. But he's like, I just saw some daffodils.
Joe Crummy's just been croaked, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to review the items from the world of technology this week. Top five items that have affected you. Victoria Keelan has the honor of doing that, starting with, hey, how about this? We're counting down from number five to number one, Victoria. So let's start with number five.
Well, back in 2017, a new law that went into effect in France gave workers the legal right to avoid responding to work email or text messages on days off or on hours after they've left the office. And now a new bill that's being proposed in New York aims to do the same thing, specifically for people who work in Manhattan, which, you know, is the city that never sleeps. It really is. And so the bill is trying to make it unlawful for private employers in New York City, especially. It'll go for the whole state, but concentrated really more in Manhattan, where, you know, we have finance and media and law and advertising and all these big industries. And so they're trying to make it illegal for workers to be obligated to check and respond to email and text messages during non-work hours. And so they say that technology has made it easier for companies and employers to blur the line of the amount of time employees are working. And so they're basically, employees can respond if they want to, but they want to take away any type of retaliation from employers. So if you don't respond to your boss over the weekend, you can't get fired for it.
Aha. All right. Number four is a try before you buy deal from Amazon, yeah?
Yeah, for Amazon Prime members, this is a great deal. It's called Prime Samples, and they have so many different products. It's over 100 beauty products, and they have beverages, food, personal care, household items, vitamins, supplements, sports nutrition, even items for babies. You can, between $2 and $4, you can get all these samples ordered, and if you like the product, then the $2 that you already spent for the sample you used gets actually applied to the full-size bottle, so or whatever the product is. So it's a great deal, and a lot of people don't know about it because it's almost kind of like a hidden website. But so this is for Prime members. If you are already taking advantage of the 2-day shipping from Prime, then you should go right in there and just type in Prime Samples, and tons of products. But the only thing is, you can only order a sample of a product once, so you can't have mini hotel bottles of everything.
Just travel.
Which we know you have. That's in your bathroom.
My wheelhouse, yes. All right, number three this week, a focus on SpaceX.
Well, Elon Musk's companies this week had a bit of a rocky road. They tried to catch that satellite part that dropped off, and they tried to catch it with a net that
Chinese
didn't work.
Satellite. Yeah, right.
The SpaceX. Yeah, they had some little glitches here and there. Overall, SpaceX is actually doing really well. Tesla, not so great right now. But Elon Musk's plan to launch a global satellite-based internet service got a major green light. The FCC approved of their product, idea to launch 4,400 satellites into low Earth orbit within the next 9 years. That's a lot of satellites, and those satellites will
junk in space.
Yeah, those satellites will bring high-speed internet to areas that lack broadband access. So this could be a big way around net neutrality if you're buying your internet service right from SpaceX, which would be very cool.
Thought through whether there need to be permits when you launch stuff. You just put up in space whatever you want to. Is there some permit process? And who's in charge of that?
Yes.
Internet? Yeah, but who would be in charge? You can't say to the Chinese, okay, you got to come to us and fill out a permit if you want to launch stuff in. I think there's a rocky road here.
I think that's why the FCC controls the airwaves, and I think that's why they're involved in this. But you also must have to have some sort of NASA coordination, at least. Yeah.
All right, number two. This is not good for people who are shoppers at retail outlets.
Yes, this was a big, bad story. Saks Fifth Avenue, Saks Off Fifth, which is the outlet store, and Lord & Taylor stores had a huge data breach. Over 5 million cards had data stolen. If you use them in the store, normally this kind of stuff happens online, but particularly this happened with all of the in-store purchases. So, again, always check your credit card statements.
All right, number one, the Kremlin criticizing Facebook for removing accounts run by their troll farm.
Oh, I know,
talking
right?
about a lot of balsam. Oy.
Well, Facebook said this week that they found 300 more pages that had been run by the Russian trolls and targeting Russian-speaking Americans. They removed all of the pages. Mark Zuckerberg has agreed to testify on April 11th. He'll appear at a House committee hearing to talk about the Cambridge Analytica deal and the data breaches. And it's a mess for Facebook right now. I don't know if they're going to recover from this.
Well, yeah, they spend a lot of time and money.
They've lost the consumer trust.
But a lot of people that I know that are your age especially don't want to have anything to do with it anymore. My children included.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.